BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Oh, I really hope there's no cakes from Emma up in the newsroom now. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Breakfast here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. I'm Louise Holland in for Pam today. Thank you for your company. Coming up between now and 9 o'clock, the local man whose life fell apart but was put back together thanks to Ely Cathedral, the community in Ely, and his newly discovered talent for art.
FM, online, on DAB. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Imagine running a successful business with the world at your feet. Then the economic crash impacts your fortunes. Business becomes harder and harder. Money worries are constant. Stress and anxiety are your constant partner. And the worry gets so bad you have a heart attack and then even find yourself homeless. That's what happened to Ely man Ian McKendrick, whose life took more than a challenging turn 3 years ago. But thanks to Ely Cathedral and his dog Lola, his fortunes have turned around. Ian and I went for a walk this week with Lola, of course, and he shares with us his message of hope.
Life is looking pretty good for you now, Ian. Tell me a bit about the last few years, because it's not all been roses, has it?
No, it's been a bit of a shock, having run a successful business for a number of years, and then to be hit by the economic downturn and then run into financial difficulties that caused so much stress I ended up with a heart attack, so...
But it didn't end with a heart attack for you, did it? You'd think that would be the pinnacle of a difficult time, but life just got more challenging for you, didn't it?
It did. I then had three heart operations and then went through losing my home and becoming homeless.
Homelessness has got quite a complicated definition, hasn't it? Because we think of people that are sleeping on the streets, but it could be people who are going from friend's house to friend's house, shelters. What was your situation?
Well, I mean, went under some psychological counselling and pulled me up to depression and anxiety. I just didn't want to go out, didn't want to see anybody. I just wanted to keep myself to myself.
And where were you at this point? Were you sleeping rough? Were you in temporary accommodation?
I'd planned everything to go out to sleep rough, but I got a phone call from a very dear friend who said he wouldn't let me. He literally came round and picked me up and said, right, you're going to live with me, you know, until you get yourself sorted out. My psychologist helped me to sort of catalogue all my problems and help me deal with them, of what was important and what was not.
So you had a stable place to stay, yeah. Albeit not your home. Yeah. You were under the care of what sounds like amazing doctors.
Yeah.
How did you then turn the corner?
I suppose it happened when I moved to Ely. They'd got a flat that had come up and they let me move into the flat. Although they'd got a no animals policy, they were happy to waive that. It took a long time for the benefit system to sort of catch up with things, and for me to have any kind of income, it just didn't happen. It took the best part of 4 months. It was probably the worst Christmas I've ever had. Ely Cathedral, they run the food bank in Ely. And, I mean, they were absolutely magic. I mean, there's pastoral support for everybody. You know, they're not there ramming religion down your throat. They're just genuinely helping people.
Did they know about your situation? Did you find yourself seeking sanctuary with them? How did the relationship start?
Well, it started with a little ticket that I got from Sanctuary Housing to go to visit the food bank. They took me under their wing and made me a cup of tea and gave me a cake and...
Hey, I'd be friends with anyone that gave me a cup of tea and a bit of cake.
And they were lovely. And I suppose looking around and seeing that I wasn't the only person going through difficult times made me think, if there's hope for them, there's hope for me too. So I didn't lose hope. Ely Cathedral also do this Christmas dinner. They gave me a ticket to come along to that. And that was just amazing to go along and... with other people that are in need as well.
If somebody said to you, how did the people of Ely Cathedral change your life? It wasn't because they gave you £1 million. It wasn't because they gave you a home. It was friendship and love.
Friendship, love, and the most valuable thing anyone can ever give anybody else, and that's their time.
That was Ely man Ian McKendrick, who'd been sharing with me, well, his darkest moments, but also how amazingly Ely Cathedral and the community in Ely helped turn his life around. We'll be hearing from him again after eight as we touch on his amazing, amazing talent for art. Good morning, Louise Holland in for Pam this Sunday breakfast. Now, it's hard to imagine just how dramatically life can change. One day you're running a successful business and then due to economic circumstances, business becomes harder and harder. The stress gets so bad you have a heart attack and then even find yourself homeless. That's what happened to Ely man Ian McKendrick, whose life took more than a challenging turn 3 years ago. But thanks to Ely Cathedral and a kind-hearted community, his fortunes have turned round, and now he's practically a local celebrity due to his phenomenal talent as an artist. I joined him as he was walking his dog Lola this week, his constant companion and almost as famous as Ian is, to find out just how Ely Cathedral changed his life.
One of the helpers at the food bank said to me, "Why don't you draw in Ely Cathedral?" And I said, "Well, I can't bring Lola with me because you don't allow dogs in the cathedral, and I can't leave Lola at home. She suffers with separation anxiety." So then about 2 or 3 days later, some gentleman turned up at the door and said, "I've come to have a look at Lola."
Oh, said, ominous.
Yeah, I said, "Really?" He said, "I just need to make sure she's not as big as a horse." So, yep, okay.
I'm assuming so that way she can actually get in the cathedral and not cause any damage.
I think so, yeah. And then a couple of days later, I think I've actually got it in my pocket.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh my goodness, Ely Cathedral dog pass. Lola McKendrick, a Jack Russell Terrier, has been given exceptional permission to be in the cathedral when accompanied by Ian McKendrick, signed by the Reverend Canon Dr. Alan Hargrave. And she's got her own VIP pass.
I know, and the staff there, they make such a fuss of her when we go in, because I sit in there and draw, and Lola just curls up at my feet. And basically what I do is I'll take a photograph of what I want to draw to get my overall composition. I might make 2 or 3 photographs of slightly different angles of what it is that I want to draw. Yeah, because I draw in a tablet, I've got the ability to split the screen so that I can have half the screen showing the photograph and the other half the application that I use to do my drawing. So, and you can, with your fingertips, you can zoom right in to get real levels of detail that you'd never be able to get on a piece of paper. If I hid a tiny little picture of Lola in this massive drawing that's absolutely packed full of detail, that'll keep people entertained for ages.
Tell us about how Ely Cathedral has changed your life after a very difficult few years.
Let me just give you an idea. Just over a year ago, I had a quadruple heart bypass at Papworth. The day I came out, I had strangers turn up on my doorstep saying, "Do you need any ironing doing? Can I do your laundry? Have you eaten yet? Do you need anything from the shop?" And this went on for like 3 or 4 weeks. And these were total strangers.
That had heard about
that I'd come out of hospital, that I was on my own, and people coming around saying, "Can I take Lola out for a walk for you?" You know,
and it's... And they're people that are involved in the church, that are involved in the cathedral?
Not necessarily. It's just it's Ely itself. It's not just the cathedral. I think the whole culture of Ely is a phenomenal place. I think we're so lucky to be blessed with a city that's got all the amenities of a modern city, yet has the culture of a village where everybody looks out for everybody else.
That community also has spotted your amazing artistic talent. How are the people of Ely Cathedral and the people of Ely supporting you in your artistic quests?
Oh, that's a lovely question. Managed to get some prints and managed to get them framed, and they're hanging up in the Lamb Hotel in Ely. But they're also hanging up in the Minster Tavern and in the Royal Standard, and nearly every pub that I've been into in Ely says, "Oh, the King's Arms is another one." He says, "You can hang your pictures up in here," and they're just so lovely.
But a weird contradiction for you is you actually can't sell these paintings, can you? No. And not because nobody wants to buy them, but you're not allowed to sell them because of your situation on the benefits.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from my quadruple bypass. I'd never dreamt that I'd be able to produce what I'm producing now.
Looking to the future then, what does the future hold for you, Ian?
Who knows? I just take each day as it comes. I wake up in the morning, I draw my first breath, and I thank God for blessing me with another day, and I just make the most of each day as it comes.
That's the lovely Ian McKendrick there, who's been reflecting on the help that Ely Cathedral and the community in Ely gave him after his quadruple heart bypass and when he fell on very tough times.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.